another good performance for you guys tonight in Stockton. Now, I was wondering if it could be possible to get the first four wins in this road trip. This is quite an achievement. You guys are playing with a lot of confidence right now. What is your perspective about all of this?
Yeah, of course, I'm very happy that we won so many games and we are playing well right now, but we have to stay humble and know that we have a lot of things we can still do better and keep that mindset.
On a personal basis, yes, sir, you're playing with a lot of confidence on the power play, especially another strong shot from you for your second goal of the evening. You have 3 points tonight. What has been the best adjustment that you've made the last couple of weeks to play with so much confidence out there?
I don't know. Of course, it's when the team is playing good, it's also more easy for the individuals to play good. And I think that's been the biggest thing for me, like good teammates, good line mates, good coaches. So it's been easy to play.
We were talking with your coach a couple of days ago, and he told us that you have such a strong shot that he wants you to use it more and more. Is it something that you want to do? Use your shot more and more?
Yes, of course I have to. When I'm on that spot on the power play, I have to get a good shot to the net and try to score.
You got a taste of Western Canada yesterday, having fun with your teammates at the rodeo. This is something new for you, especially coming from Finland. How was your experience yesterday?
Well, it was really nice to. I haven't been here before, so it's nice to get to know the culture here a little bit also.
All right, Jesse, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next, Jesse, we have two more questions for you. We'll go with Arpin Basu and then Chris of the AHL Report. Arpin, you're up.
Hello, Jesse. Earlier in the season, Joel was talking about how hard it's going to be for you to adjust the game away from the puck and the smaller ice and the just how quickly things happen in North America. How would you say that adjustment is going for you at this point?
Well, it's going fine, but there's still a lot of things I need to improve. Like the game here, it's a little bit different, but I think I'm getting better every day, and I'm trying to learn new things.
How have you been able to learn, but also keep what's good about you, if you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to change who you are, but you have to adapt to North America. How has that been for you to balance that?
Well, I don't think I have to change the way I play a lot. Just those little small details, but they don't change the way I play. I think I've been keeping those good things in my game and improving in some areas.
Okay, what's one area that you think, like, aside from all the goals and the power play and everything, what's one area you think you've improved at the most over the last few weeks that maybe doesn't come up on the score sheet?
Well, I think the defensive zone game, like trying to win those pucks and but I still have to get a lot better.
Okay, thank you.
Last question, we'll go with Chris, the AHL Report.
Hi, Jesse. I just want to know from a team perspective, like, the team has won. This was their sixth consecutive win. What as a team, what have you guys done well to get these victories?
Well, I think it comes from what we do every day in the practice, in the games, and we have a good group of guys. We have like fun together off the ice, but then when we practice, everyone is so focused and wants to win. I think that's been the biggest thing, that we have the right mindset.
And in the second period, especially in the second period, I should say, there was a lot of animosity between both teams, like a lot of little rough play. Is that something like you're used to, or is that something you have to adjust to as well?
Well, I don't, I haven't found myself in those situations too much, but I just try to play and focus on playing and try to get away from those things.